We're out of time on Bill's Classical Jukebox. I'm Bill Anderson, and I am really surprised by your amazing response to my retirement announcement. I'm sincerely flattered and gratified to hear your incredibly kind words and good wishes, but I confess that I didn't quite realize how important our request show has been to you. I now understand that the kind of connections we've been able to make with each other and listeners all over the world have helped us deal with the isolation and subsequent stress of the COVID-19 situation. We're into the home stretch of that battle, so I hope you'll understand why now is the time to say goodbye. I've enjoyed a very long and fascinating career, meeting and interviewing artists like Ben Heppner, James Ennis, Angela Hewitt, Peter Ungen, and even Dolly Parton, Glenn Campbell, and Johnny Cash in an earlier life. My media job allowed me to fly with the snowbirds, dive deep in a Canadian Forces submarine, and to travel the world with my wife Sharon and my listeners on several European musical holidays. Many enduring personal friendships were created on those trips. I give thanks to my big boss, Moses Znaimer, for his Zoomer philosophy. It allowed me to work long past normal retirement age. I thank him for his idea to build a studio in Collingwood so I could move here to enjoy the Southern Georgian Bay lifestyle. And I mostly say thanks, Moses, for your vision to create a request show for lovers of classical music. I have been blessed to work with wonderfully talented colleagues who have given me great support and encouragement and continue to garner large audiences for the entire radio station. We are a team. I'm only on the ice for part of the game. All the other hosts help keep my show popular. I mostly want to express my thanks to you, the loyal listeners whose eclectic tastes have created amazing variety in the music we play on the jukebox. Please know, Bill's Classical Jukebox has never been about Bill. It's been about the remarkable folks of all ages from everywhere and every walk of life who contribute their knowledge and passion for classical music to the playlist we've created every day. We have attracted listeners as diverse as musicologists who postulate theories about the politics that almost suppressed Handel's Messiah, to populists who claim West Side Story is the best classical music of the 20th century, and to a five-year-old who calls the show Bill's Classical Juice Box. I'm so happy I found a career that I loved. It has never been a job, more like a calling. As a young kid, I'd be the MC for my cousins' talent shows at family gatherings. My granddad even built me a wooden microphone with a stand and painted it silver. I talked and talked so much as a four-year-old that my dad claimed I had been vaccinated with a phonograph needle. Back when I was a toddler, radios were big pieces of furniture. My mother told me I once climbed atop our console Rogers Majestic radio and said, "Look, Mom, I'm on the radio." It was prophetic. So now, after 57 years, it's time for extra long vacations with my wonderful wife, Sharon, who richly deserves great thanks for being both my toughest critic and my biggest fan throughout my career. And to you, my listeners, I will miss you just as you say you will miss me. Great classical music will continue on the new Classical FM, so please promise me that you'll stay tuned.